Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 19th, 2008. And if you hear a little chuckle under our breath, it's because it's the third time now we've started this message and gotten into it and found out we had something wrong the last time we didn't have the microphone on. Well, it's just two very real people out today. We are Stephen and Brooksine, and our goal is to encourage others, and we do this from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. Today's message is titled, A Grave Word of Caution. The scripture text is a small portion of the very words of the Lord Jesus Christ found in each of the three synoptic gospels. We're reading the portion from Matthew 24, verse 4.
Watch out that no one deceives you.
Have you ever bought a large box of crackers or cereal only to open it and find that the contents fill no more than one-third of the packaging? Brooksine brought home a large box of calla lily bulbs she purchased for gardening this year. As many of you know, she loves her flower gardens and is getting all excited about starting her planting. Well, I curiously opened the box expecting to find it just full of bulbs, but was amazed to find the box nearly empty, as the bulbs were in a small package that didn't even cover the base of the box. I initially felt somewhat deceived in the oversized packaging of the product, though to be fair, it was advertised by the count of the bulbs, not the size of the large box.
Today's message about deception may seem a bit unusual for this week when we especially focus on the sacrificial death of Christ, but I believe it is fitting since it is a major part of Christ's teaching only days before his death.
After the triumphal entry, and just before Christ went to the cross, he shared two lengthy teachings that are recorded in our Bibles. All three synoptic gospels record a teaching known as the Olivet Discourse that was likely given on Wednesday of Holy Week. The Olivet Discourse is so named because the Lord shared this as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives. The other lengthy teaching is found in John's Gospel, which records our Lord's close, personal instruction to the disciples in the upper room. By the way, that takes four chapters, John 13 through 17. This likely took place on Thursday of Holy Week.
The Olivet Discourse is a long message that has a lot to say about the church age and the end times. However, Jesus begins with a solemn warning. Watch out that no one deceives you. Although I believe that we do well to listen and heed this in a general sense concerning all forms of deception, Jesus goes on and expounds with a description of a very specific form of deception. Quote, "For many will come in my name, claiming, I am the Christ, and will deceive many," end quote. Thus, foundationally, we need to be on guard so that we are not falsely indoctrinated into believing in a counterfeit Christ. Instead, we are indeed following and serving the genuine Christ.
Deception abounds in our world today. Actually, it was first introduced in the Garden of Eden when Satan planted doubt in Eve's heart, causing her to question God's ruling regarding the forbidden fruit. I read a letter to the editor written by an avowed secularist that self-identified, who asserted that a person holding a Bible-based outlook on life such as myself was deceived. Well, indeed, from his perspective and belief system or his worldview, he felt he was right and anyone holding the contrary view to his was deceived. Of course, I would strongly assert that it's the other way around. He's the one deceived.
Since Christ gave his loving and instructive caution to the disciples, many false Christs have appeared all throughout the ages of the church, and it's still true today. This may be a self-proclaimed individual or a belief system contrary to revealed biblical truth. And in our own lifetime, false Christs have come and gone, and surely more will be coming, culminating with the Antichrist.
Today we need to not only listen, but heed the words of the one and only genuine Christ. We have in the Holy Scriptures the most certain and dependable record of his life and his call to each one of us. Let us ever be on our guard, watching out that no one deceives us. This is a grave word of caution that believers all through the church age should solemnly take to heart. Once again, hear the words of the Lord. Watch out that no one deceives you.
Let's pray together. Father, we are confronted with deception on many fronts every day, so much so that we can be deceived without even realizing it. Would you help us to watch out and be on our guard so that we are not deceived by man's words, no matter how convincing they are, how charming their personality, or how cunning their craft. Help us not to fall for Satan's deceptive tactics that have brought down believers throughout the church age. We seek you for strength and discipline and search the scriptures for discernment and the true revelation of who Jesus, the Son of the living God, is. And it is in his name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. This is certainly an unusual message. We tend to focus on Christ and the cross, but as I considered what to write about today, I just felt like, wow, this is a teaching that the Lord used this particular day. And I must say, we don't know necessarily it was Wednesday, but it was certainly in that week just prior to his death. So thank you for joining us. And we are on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. We actually have a photo up today of that box of calla lily bulbs along with the contents right in front of it. You can see what we're talking about. I also chuckle at all the environmental interest we have, the waste involved in this type of packaging, which is really pretty common. We also have one song up today. There's only one song that I can think of that really goes with the topic. I'm sure there are others, but it's the Casting Crown song, The Voice of Truth. Many of you are familiar with it. It's a song we really like. There is a link to that song up on the site today. Again, this is the message prepared for Wednesday, March 19th, 2008. Have a blessed day, and let me once again repeat the words of our Lord there. Watch out that no one deceives you.